Christmas! Let's begin our worship. Please rise.
In royal David's city stood a lonely cattle shed where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ her little child.
He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, and his shelter was a stable, and his cradle was a stall. With the poor and mean and lonely lived on earth our Savior holy.
And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. Oh, that child so dear and gentle,
our beginning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
As we've been doing all throughout Advent, we have been lighting our Advent wreath, and today we finally have lit the Christ candle. As we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, the light of this world, and as we continue our worship, we'll light the remaining candles on the Advent wreath.
Our first reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. At this time, our sheep and cows may come up, and we will continue singing "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Second reading is from Luke 2, 6 through 7. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Mary and Joseph may now come up while we will sing "Away in a Manger."
Our third reading from Luke 2. And in that same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round for them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to him, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." If we have any angels, they may come up now as we sing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
From Luke 2 through 15 through 20. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went away with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The shepherds may now come up as we sing the first Noel.
This time the wise men may come up as I read. Matthew 2, beginning with verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring word to me, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Please join in singing our next song, We Three Kings.
Isn't this fun? Yeah. Are there other children that want to come up? Any other children? Not necessarily in costume. Who tonight thought they would see the baby Jesus? Yeah. It's so good. Pastor Donald, would you open this book?
Sure,
I'm getting older, so I need bigger books.
I can handle that.
Oh, you're too far away. We can't come around here.
Well, I was trying not to block the people's view as well.
Yeah, that's true. Can you see the pictures and what's happening there? Long ago, a man named... Come on up. What was that man's name? Do you remember that man's name, Pastor Donald? Did you learn anything in the seminary?
No.
No. His name was Isaiah. We'll talk more about him next week.
Okay.
He told the people that Jesus would come and he would help them. Do you know this story? Come on. Come on. We have lots of room. And Isaiah knew that Jesus is God's son. Now you can turn the page. Let's see what's happening here. What is this? Some of you are dressed up like this one. Is this an angel? Who's an angel here? Yes, you're angels. And the angels are talking to Mary, who's going to have a baby. You look a little young to have a baby, Mary. But the real Mary was very young, too. How old? Maybe
14, 15?
14, 15? Yeah, pretty young. And then God sent an angel to Joseph. Do we have Joseph here? Is Joseph here tonight? Well, the angel had to, come on, you want to be near me? No, I don't blame you. Just, we'll keep our distance. It's okay. The angel came to Joseph, and what did the angel have to tell Joseph? You're going to be what? What did he have to say? You're going to be Mary's husband. It's just what happened with my wife and I. Turn the page before I really get in trouble, Pastor.
Okay, will do.
And here we go. Before Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph went to what town?
Bethlehem,
that's right. It was very crowded. There was no place for them to stay. Mary and Joseph had to stay in a stable. There was no room for them, was there? So it was just like this. Just like. Only they weren't sitting on real nice. Yeah, it was not as. And it might have smelled just a little bit. Because there were animals around there, weren't there? And Mary had a baby, and the baby's name was Jesus. Pastor? And, where are our angels? Look at what the angels do. They're just filling the sky, and they're singing. What were they singing? They were singing, praise and glory, because Jesus is born. Can you imagine the sky just filled with angels? Do you think they sounded as good as the singers we had at the beginning of church?
Yes.
I think so. Of course. And it was beautiful. And the shepherds, where are my shepherds? Yep. Come on, shepherds. They left their sheep and went to Bethlehem to see the baby Jesus. There's the baby Jesus, shepherds. Show some excitement. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. No, I wasn't talking to you.
I wasn't expecting that.
Wise men. We got any wise men? Yes, we do. Or wise gals.
And wise man.
And a wise man, yes. They followed what? The star? All the way to Bethlehem to see the baby Jesus. Have you seen the baby Jesus? Why is Jesus so important? Why did all of these people? Why?
Because he died on the cross
to save our sins. So it's a beautiful day to see the baby, but we also know what's going to happen to him. Can we all pray? Can we fold our hands and say right after me, Dear Jesus. You are so beautiful in the manger and being born for us. Thank you, Jesus. We love you so much. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Donald, for helping out. We have little gifts for all of you for helping tonight. See Pastor Donald. And I think we can go back, can't we? Yes, we can go back now. I don't know if it can get any better than that. There's a little buzz in the air tonight. Maybe you can feel it. Maybe you heard the silver bells. Remember Bing Crosby, Pastor Donald? You'll have to Google him later. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. It's everywhere tonight. The other night, we were babysitting our grandchildren, two of them, so we had to watch Charlie Brown Christmas Tree, you know? Charlie Brown, who picks out that lonely tree with just a few branches for the Christmas program. And when he brings the tree back, everyone mocks him for picking such a terrible tree. It just sort of bends over. It keeps falling. You know, the leaves keep coming. The needles keep coming off. And it makes Charlie Brown so depressed. And he's depressed to begin with. In despair, he cries out, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" Remember then Linus stands up and says those glorious words, "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, behold, I bring you great news of a boundless joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in the manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory be to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill among those with whom he is pleased.'" Now that's what Christmas is about. Emmanuel, God with us. It's God coming to touch us. Christmas Eve is when that membrane between heaven and on earth is so thin, you can just about see through it. Tonight is the night that we measure all time against. On this one night, God chose to come to us in human flesh. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. And the gospel of Jesus Christ is the greatest love story ever written. Christmas Eve. We've known of this since our childhood. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Conscientiously or subconsciously, most people this time of the year are truly trying to catch a glimpse of God. Christmas is that one time of the year when people make an extra effort to find some meaning, to find joy, to find some peace in their life. It's when so many people want to just look into the heart of God. Imagine the world at the time of Jesus' birth. Imagine what Mary saw. The world so busy. People traveling to their hometowns to register because of the proclamation of Caesar Augustus. And Mary, along with Joseph, are just some of these people. So much hustle and bustle everywhere. They're so busy. There are so many. And Mary and Joseph, you know, no room in the inn. She gives birth to a son, lays him in that manger. But, you know, most people didn't even notice. Most people made themselves so busy that they missed the presence of God. It's not that people aren't interested in God. It's just that people get caught up in the busyness and they end up ignoring God. The world hasn't changed so much. It's still hustle and bustle. Everybody's so busy. Does that mean we're not interested in God? No. No matter how busy you've been, deep down in your soul, there is this desire to look into the heart of God. This evening, I want you to walk to Bethlehem near the manger and stand next to Mary. The baby is there for real. What does she see? She sees that baby. She checks and makes sure it's breathing like parents everywhere. And yet she sees so much more. She remembers the promises of God. She recalls those promises and she stares into that face of the child that she just birthed. And she realizes that she's staring into the very heart of God. And then those shepherds arrive and they tell her what the angel had said to them. They crowd around the manger. They gaze into the face of that child. And as they do, they realize they're gazing into the face of God. This is the heart of God right there. The shepherds leave, and the scriptures tells us that Mary ponders all of these things in her heart. Everything her world needs is lying right there. Everything that all of her hustling and bustling neighbors and friends could ever ask for is lying right there in the manger. The key to understanding God, the key to understanding the meaning of life, the key to eternity, it's right there, lying in the manger. And Mary will lift that baby out of the manger and she hands him to you. And you stand there. And you are holding in your arms and looking into the very heart of God. And you look into his face and you realize this is awesome. This is the heart of God. In your arms you have everything the world is longing for. And while the rest of the world is hustling and bustling, there you are in the quiet of this night, considering the face of this child, considering the very heart of God. Why would God Almighty do this? Why would he leave all of the glory and the majesty of heaven? And then you look outside and you see a shadow. It's a bright night. The stars are out. There's one star out there that seems to be shining especially bright. But then you see a shadow. And it's a shadow of a cross. And then you understand. You begin to realize why this child came into your life. You can't help but feel a little sad as you look into the face of this child, knowing all of the things that he will suffer. And you hand the baby back to Mary, but before you walk away, you just take one last look and you see God's love for you, his mercy, his wisdom, his forgiveness. And you realize that God has touched you. God has touched you tonight. This year, like every year, millions of people, both children and adults, are going to open countless gifts. Some of them are going to fit. Some are going to be the wrong color. Or as a wife said after receiving a fine-looking dress from her husband, "Honey, that dress is just too precious to wear." Some will be returned and exchanged or kept in storage, but there's one gift that meets all of your needs. There's a gift that never breaks, a gift that will never wear out, a gift that is proper for a small child, a teenager, an adult, a senior citizen. It is proper for a boy or a girl, a man or a woman. It is the most valuable of all gifts. And Jesus promises that if you trust him as your Savior and Lord, he will free you from from sin and death and every miserable thing and fill you with his peace and his joy, a joy that can never be taken away from you. It's a peace that will pass all understanding. There's a story about a Christmas pageant that's much like life itself, and it didn't go quite as planned. I researched it a bit, and it seems that it happened in 1966 or earlier. And as far as I can tell, it's true. Wallace Perling was a 9-year-old boy with a learning disability. The children all loved him, though. He was so much bigger than all the other children, but he never bullied them. In fact, he was the ever-present defender of the smaller children. Now, Wally wanted very much to be a part of the Christmas play that year. He hoped he could be a shepherd, but his teacher had a larger part in mind for him. She reasoned that Wally was big enough to be the innkeeper. And so it was that Wallace got the part of the innkeeper, and he practiced. You can't believe how much he practiced. The night of the play, everything went beautifully. No one missed a line. At last, the part came to where Mary and Joseph knock on the door of the inn. "What do you want?" Wallace asked. He's opening the door with a bit of a gruff gesture. "We seek lodging," came the response. "Seek it elsewhere. The inn is filled." "But, sir, we've tried elsewhere. We've come a long way. We're very tired." "Go away," Wally commanded. "There is no room for you in my inn." He knew his lines. "But, sir, my wife is with child. Don't you have a corner, some space where we can just get out of the cold?" And for the first time, Wally broke out of that icy stare, and he looks at Mary, and there's a long silence, and the audience is just real tense because the silence is going way too long. They're a bit embarrassed. They think Wally has forgotten his line. Joseph puts his arm around Mary, and they begin to move off the stage. And you can hear the prompter telling Wally, "No, be gone. No, be gone. There's no room." Suddenly, the Christmas pageant became different than all the others. Wallace Perling could stand it no longer. Large he was, cruel he would never be. With big tears welling up in his eyes, he gave a performance that no one else would ever forget. "Wait. Don't go, Joseph. Bring Mary back here." And his face grew into this big smile. "You can have my room. I'll sleep out in the cold." And some felt the pageant was ruined. Others knew that Wallace Perling really caught the spirit of Christmas, the heart of giving, of self-sacrifice. In that child, the divine and the human cross paths. That child in the manger is the light of the world. Christmas is where we find the cross of God intersecting with our humanity. Do you even have room for him? Do you have room for him in the inn of your heart? When Mary touched the face of that newborn baby, she touched the very heart of God. Jesus is our living, breathing, immeasurable love that God has for each of us. This is the night that God sent a love letter of cosmic proportion. This is the night that Jesus enters the world, fully God, fully human. Christmas is the living promise that we are never alone. No matter where you are in life, no matter what condition you find yourself, no matter how far you may stray or how unfaithful we are, God, in all of his love, will continue to pursue you. For unto us is born this day in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we rejoice that you have made your dwelling among us, full of grace and truth, in the presence of your Son, the babe of Bethlehem. May we greet your Son with anthems sweet and hasten to bring him our praises, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this night that you keep your promise and that you have provided your own dear Son, who has opened the door to paradise through the forgiveness of our sin, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this night that your Son, who became like us, taking on the form of a servant, now has changed us to be more like him. A servant for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this night that nothing can separate us from your love, not sickness, death, anything. We pray for those who need to know your closeness and your healing presence, especially Art, Audrey, Baby Raylan, Betsy, Dale, Diane, Don, Eb, Evelyn, John, Katie, Kyria, Marie, Phyllis, Ray, Roy, Vernette, Walter, Will, and Vernette. And we pray for those who experience a loss, especially for the family of P. Richard Pearson, who entered heaven on December 10th, and Yolanda and Herb Hansen, whose nephew has also passed. However, Lord, we do rejoice in your healing presence. Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. Be near us, Lord Jesus. We ask thee to stay close by us forever and love us, we pray. Bless all dear children in your tender care and fit us for heaven to live with you there. Amen. We rise. O Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
the Lord be with you. The Lord is with us this evening and always. Tonight we remember our Lord, who was born in strife to bring us life. We remember his birth, but as we ponder his love and the events of his birth, we also realize that looming in the background of the manger is the shape of a cross. This child was born to die for you and for me, for the sins and the salvation of the world. In him we place all of our hope and trust, for he removes our fears. We are sinners in need of a Savior. Silently, let us reflect on our sin, reflect and repent of our sins. Let us also rejoice in the one who came and to know that he is our Lord and Savior, one named Jesus, who came to save us from our sins. Let us confess our sins.
Lord, have mercy
on us. Hear our prayer.
We are lying.
Forgive us for those sins which we are aware of, and those who are coming to you. Forgive us, save us, turn us away from our sins to follow in your perfect ways. Amen.
Thank you.
The name Jesus means Savior. He was given this name because he comes to save his people from their sins. His word and work have been completed perfectly for you and me. Receive your Savior's full forgiveness, along with his promises to remember your sins no more. As a called and ordained servant, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So be it. By the grace of God, I am forgiven. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, breaking and saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and giving thanks, he gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and drink. This is my true blood, which is given for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." You may be seated.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Heaven's watching out for you tonight. Ooh, watching you tonight. Hush, little baby, don't you fret. Nothing's gonna hurt you, not even death. Ooh, no, not even death. Lullaby, heaven and angels sing for you tonight. For you tonight, this is our lullaby. Peace on earth has finally arrived. Hush now, Mary, don't be afraid. Baby, don't come to clear the way. Ooh, come to clear the way. Hush now, Joseph, don't you fuss. Soon this child's gonna carry us. Ooh, gonna carry us. Lullaby, heaven and angels sing for you tonight. For you tonight. This is our lullaby. Peace on earth has finally arrived. The day will come soon enough when you are singing over us. But tonight, sleep in heavenly peace. We'll be the ones to sing. Lullaby, heaven and angels sing for you tonight. For you tonight. This is our lullaby. Peace on earth has finally arrived.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Heaven's watching out for you tonight. Ooh, watching you tonight.
Rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
And as you return from communion, you should have received a candle to be lit. We are going to begin our lighting of the candles for our candlelight service. Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. You have filled us with the light of the world, who became human and lived among us. Let the light of our faith in the Christ child shine in all we do and say. In his name we pray, live, and reflect his light. Amen. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. No longer will the sun be your light by day, or the moon be your light by night. I, the Lord, will be your eternal light. The light of my glory will shine on you. You have heard the message of the angels, now share it. You have sung the Gloria, now show Christ's glory. You have seen the gift, now share it. You have been blessed to walk this night in the presence of angels. Let your joy be full and your thanks sound forth. The Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you.
Amen.
You may blow out your candle.